USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The Mideast appears to be on the verge of a new war. Israel firing dozens of airstrikes this morning, reportedly targeting police and security installations in Gaza. This news comes as Hamas terrorists have launched hundreds of rockets into Israel this week. Former Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley saying this is just another test early for the Biden administration.
Hamas now wants to test Biden because they don't think that he's going to do anything severe. They go and start shooting rockets into Jerusalem, and what does Biden do? He calls for restraint. What he should be doing is having Israel's back. This is where Biden should be calling out the Palestinians. The only reason this is happening is because Hamas is shooting rockets, and Biden needs to put a stop to it. He can do it by pulling money, he can do it by calling for action, and he can stop this right now.
Jeffrey Epstein's alleged accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell is set to go on trial in New York City in November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Illegal immigration at the southern border has hit a 21-year high, and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says it has to stop.
The crisis that is unfolding is a humanitarian crisis, it is a public health crisis, and it is a national security crisis.
Cruz is blaming the Biden administration for the ongoing problem. The overall number of illegal aliens caught at the U.S.-Mexico border is on the rise, but illegal immigrant children crossing the border without their parents fell by 12% in April. Cruz continues by saying the surge at the border is showing no signs of slowing down.
This month is worse than last month. Last month was worse than the month before. Every month it's getting worse because they're not fixing it.
Cruz also slamming Vice President Kamala Harris for being at the Canadian border before the southern border. A controversial trainer will be allowed to enter his horse in the Preakness.
The winner of the Kentucky Derby will be allowed to run for the second jewel in the Triple Crown. Officials for the Preakness Stakes announced Tuesday they would allow Medina Spirit to run in Saturday's race after a failed drug test following the Derby. The horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, reached an agreement with race officials that allows for extra drug testing of Medina Spirit, and two other Baffert-trained horses entered in races at Pimlico this weekend. Medina Spirit is the morning line favorite to take Saturday's Preakness Stakes, drawing the number three post for the 10-horse race. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.